Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This episode of Israel Story is sponsored by Michael and Hedy Poufalis Milgram, in memory of Hedy's parents, Mark and Pearl, who were both Holocaust survivors. Mark Poufalis from Krakow and Pearl Herskovic Poufalis from Czechoslovakia were beacons of hope and resilience for their daughters, Hedy and Marlene, and for their six grandchildren. They built a home steeped in Jewish values, traditions, and customs, spent their time in service of others in their synagogue and community, and helped thousands of people mark the sweet and special moments of life through Pearl's amazing pastries and cakes.
Hey guys, it's Mishi. This is the time of year when all our producers are out and about, traveling around the country, interviewing people, and preparing the stories we'll hear next season. But since we never like to be out of touch for too long, we wanted to share a little treat. In the last episode of our season, you'll remember, we told the story of the Israeli national baseball team and its quest to reach the Olympic Games in Tokyo. And right before that, we released a double episode about the battle at Tilsaki during the 1973 Yom Kippur War. Now, as it happens, I recently came across a wonderful poem by the Jerusalem-based poet Amichai Chasson that, amazingly, combines those two topics, baseball and the Yom Kippur War. So here is Mishael Tzion reading Amichai Chasson's poem America, translated from Hebrew by Vivian Eden.
Until the cable guy came, my grandfather made do with belated reports. The New York Times was sent over the ocean, and the sports section strained to describe the ineffable scenario on the baseball diamond.
Sandy Koufax, rated at this moment as perhaps the outstanding young pitcher in the major league.
A string of hits was converted to letters.
Beautiful afternoon for the ball game.
Digits were facts in the American League stats.
But the damage is done as the Yankees score. The Yankees 3 and the Red Sox 2.
The Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees had traded losses and wins at a time when my grandfather, on Hagilgal Street, Ramat Gan, watched Golda Meir sweat black and white on television after Yom Kippur ended. A few days later, Nixon sent an airlift over the ocean.
We now come, of course, to the critical time in terms of the future of the Mideast.
And here, tanks and fighter planes to the front in the Golan and Sinai. My grandfather had been a navigator in the Pacific Fleet. By the time the cable guy came, my grandfather had already retired in front of a colored screen.
The following NBC sports program is brought to you in living color.
The pitcher threw a ball to the batter, straight to him in his living room armchair. I sat beside him in a baseball cap, but I couldn't catch on to the rules of the game. Not even when we went down to the yard, bat in his hand, mitt in mine, to toss the white ball from a child's bowshot length.
Good evening to you from the Metrodome, the seventh and deciding game of the World Series.
The final game of the World Series was broadcast on television, and the boy who I was wanted to watch Michal Yanai on the kids' channel. My grandfather was an indulgent man. I admit that I laughed aloud in front of the screen yesterday in my parents' home when the Israel national baseball team, a lineup of young Americans with Stars of David embroidered on their skullcaps.
And now it's 3-0 Israel here in the first.
Made the quarterfinals of the World Baseball Classic.
And Israel on the way to Tokyo with a 4-2 victory over the Netherlands.
My grandmother sat in the corner, spreading a thick layer of peanut butter on a thin cracker and dribbling strawberry jam like Uncle Sam's flag.
Hey guys, I'm Skylar Inman, and I'm one of the producers here at Israel Story. You might have heard me report our Corona wedding story, or tell you the tale of David Ben Shabbat in episode 58, The Dreamer. Today, I'm here to ask you to fill out our annual listener survey. Why, you might ask? Well, it's simple. We want to know more about you. Who you are, what you want to hear, how you feel about the stories we've made, what new directions you'd like to see us take during season 6. And at a show like Israel Story, where we produce pieces that are sometimes months or even years in the making, knowing these things is really important. So please take a few minutes, go to our website, israelstory.org, and fill out the survey. Have a say in what kinds of work we do in 2021 and beyond. Your input is the main way we learn and improve. Thanks. And as Mishi would say, shalom shalom and yalla bye.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.